The Gemara Masechtas Menachos tells us that there were three mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu struggled to fully comprehend until Hashem showed him a visual representation of the object. One of those was the command to build the menorah. Moshe could not grasp how it was supposed to be constructed. And the Medrash says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told Moshe, Hashlech es hakikar la'ar. Just cast a piece of gold into the fire, v'inas es me'aleah, and the menorah will be formed on its own. Why was the menorah so difficult for Moshe to understand? Because the Pasuk says, Mikshatasa menorah. The menorah was to be made from a single block of gold. It could not be assembled by combining different parts. It had to be meticulously crafted from a single slab of gold into its intricate form. And this was an exceptionally difficult task. Moshe could not perform this on his own. So Hashem performed a miracle and the menorah took shape by itself. However, there was another component of the Mishkan that also had to be made from a single piece of gold. The Kruvim. The Pasuk says, Vasisa Shnaim Kruvim Zav, Mikshatasa Oysam. So if the reason that the menorah necessitated a miracle was because it had to be performed from a single piece of gold, why didn't Hashem perform a miracle for the Kruvim as well? So once more, a beautiful idea. And this is a great pedagogical lesson. The Kruvim, as we know, resembled young children. When it comes to Chinuch HaBanim, when it comes to raising and educating children, there are no shortcuts. Hashem did not perform a miracle for the Kruvim to teach us a fundamental lesson. Guiding children onto the proper path requires consistent effort and patience and hard work. And there's no substitute for the investment needed in Chinuch. It's supposed to be difficult. But when Moshe struggled with the menorah, Hashem performed a miracle. But when it came to the Kruvim, Hashem did not intervene. Why not? Because Chinuch HaBanim is hard work, and it's supposed to be hard. And we need to put in the effort to try to figure it out. And this is a lesson for every parent. Raising children is challenging, and requires lots of dedication and perseverance to do it right. Babies don't come along with instruction manuals, because every child is different and must be reared and nurtured according to their own unique personality. If you have 10 children, you will need 10 different instruction manuals. And every few months, you will need to update all those manuals. A story is told about Yaakov Kabanetsky Zantzal. He once met a former student and he asked him, "Nu, how's your family doing?" And the young student tells him, "Baruch Hashem, we're okay. Baruch Hashem, we have panasim. Everyone is healthy. But oi, we have such tsar gidol banim." "Why? What's the problem?" Yaakov is very concerned. He says, "Rebbe, it's so hard getting them to do their homework, putting them to sleep on time, waking them up for shachris, and sometimes they even talk back to us with chutzpah. They make everything so difficult for us." And Rabbi Yaakov smiled and he said, "Mein kind, this is nicht sar gidl banim, this is gidl banim. I give you a bracha that you should never know what sar gidl banim is. The struggles of parenting are not obstacles. They're an essential part of the process. Chinuch is reflected in the Kruvim. It requires dedication and energy and effort. Yes, crafting the Kruvim for one solid piece of gold is significantly more difficult than assembling it from multiple parts. And like Chinuch, it's tempting to take shortcuts. But something crafted with great effort and formed as a single unit is far stronger and will last for many generations. So why were the menorah and the Kruvim uniquely required to be made from a single piece of gold, unlike all the other kelim in the Mishkan?" And the answer is, the menorah symbolizes the light of Torah. Ner mitzvah v'Torah. The Kruvim represent children. And the lesson is, raising children with Torah values is not easy. It requires tremendous patience and energy and dedication. But when done correctly, without shortcuts, the results endure for all eternity. May we all be zoicha to see true Yiddish nachas from our children and grandchildren. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.